Welcome. My name is Chris Gilbertson, and this is the Secrets of the Extraordinarily Successful podcast, where I interview top experts and multimillionaires in the areas of business, marketing, and mindset to help you explode your business and create a lifestyle of your dreams. So tune in weekly as I share key insights from these interviews to help you master your mindset, learn simple strategies that easily grow your business, and teach you the roadblocks to avoid on your journey. And to learn how to drive more traffic to your website, double your email opt-in rate, and easily increase sales in your business and create passive income, make sure to subscribe at www.chrisgilbertson, that's Chris with a K, for free multimedia marketing updates to help you in your business. Now for today's episode.
Today I've got a phenomenal guest. I am so excited and so honored to have this woman on the call. And the information that we're going to go over today, her name is Gina Gallia Graves, and she is the dean and founder of AtDirectionU.com, where she helps entrepreneurs and small businesses shape the direction of their lives and their businesses. She's also an author and a mentor to thousands of business owners through her Direction University. And she is on a mission to help over 1 million business owners learn to live the life of their dreams by in a business that uses the power of the internet. And so I'm so excited, Gina. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I am great. Thanks so much for having me, Chris.
Absolutely. So I'm just so excited because you've just shaped so many business owners' lives and just helped them craft a lifestyle business through using the power of the internet. So I'd love for you to share your story and how you got started, and then kind of we'll break that down in a minute.
Well, I wasn't smart enough to know way back in the 90s when I first got started as an entrepreneur that that was something that I would love doing or something that I even should think about doing. I started out as an attorney. Not because I wanted to be a lawyer, but because my passion was teaching. And I had done the research back in the third grade that told me that the highest paid teachers were law school professors. So I went to law school to become a teacher. Well, in 1996, I finally paid my dues as a lawyer, finally got the chance to apply to teach at my alma mater, which was Notre Dame. And about 3 weeks after my application went in, I got into a devastating car accident that left me in a hospital bed and wheelchair for nearly the next 10 years. Needless to say, when that happened, there was absolutely no way that I could ever become a law school professor. Well, fast forward a year after the accident, and I'd had my first couple of surgeries, and I had contracted an incurable infection that required about $40,000 a month in medications to keep me alive. So I turned to the internet to find a way to make 40 grand a month so that I could pay for all my medication because I didn't have health insurance at the time. And that's how I started out as an entrepreneur. My first business was in the day trading arena. I had one of the first membership sites on the internet back in 1997. That did fairly well. But by 2000, 2001, my health had continued to decline so much that I couldn't keep up with creating the content for that membership site. So I sold that business and decided to open the doors to what I thought was going to become more like an internet ad agency, where I would help business owners explore how they could get more traffic from the internet. Within about 6 months, clients started asking for this new kind of traffic. We're calling it joint venture traffic. I didn't know what they meant, but I was a lawyer. I knew what joint ventures were, and I had this ad agency thing. I knew what traffic was, so I decided to research it and see if I could figure it out. And what I realized was that they really wanted a JV broker, somebody that had access to list owners, website owners that had traffic, et cetera, that could come on board to sell their products. So I said, you know, that seems easy enough. It's an extension of what I do as a consultant. So I became one of the first JV brokers on the internet. From 2001 to 2007, that's exactly what I did. I've done some of the biggest product launches for most of the big names in the internet marketing world. I pulled in about $4.2 million in a week for Sean Casey and Jeff Paul.
Wow.
Russell Brunson's a former client. Mike Filsaime's a former client. I worked with brand new people like John Real. I did his very first product launch and sold 1,500 units in under 6 days. But again, my health continued to decline. And by 2005, I was 40 years old when I learned that I had 12 to 18 months to live. Well, it makes it hard to continue doing product launches when you're literally dying. So my husband and I talked about it, and we decided that I wanted to see the country before it would be time to die. So he went and got an RV that he could retrofit with my hospital bed and my oxygen and my IV poles, and we hit the road thinking I'd have about 8 to 10 months to see the country before it would be time to go home because I was dying. 6 months in, it was my 41st birthday. We were in Sedona, Arizona, and my husband decided he wanted me to have the best last birthday that I could. That week, I had 3 different blood tests drawn at 3 different hospitals, all come back with the same results. And the test results read, "This patient is clinically dead," just to give you a flavor for how sick I was by that point.
Oh, my God.
So he takes me to see this massage therapist, and I get up on the table, and she looks at me, and she says, "You know, you don't have to die as soon as you think." Now, I've never met her before. I've never seen her before. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, right. What's she going to try and sell me now? Everybody else did. Why would she be any different? But it turned out she was very different. She went on to explain as she did the massage that if I could remove the negativity from my life, I didn't have to die as soon as I thought. Well, I told her I was the most positive person she'd ever meet. I didn't have an issue with negativity. She just sat there shaking her head, and she said, "If all you have is a positive mental attitude, that's not enough to save your life." And so now I'm really confused, can't figure out what she's saying. So we talked it through, and she explained that if I was using visualizations, and I was, but I was seeing myself as I was, sick, dying in a wheelchair, tubes coming out of me, and I was imagining that I was getting out of that wheelchair and the tubes were falling off of me and I was all of a sudden healthy and well. And she said, if I started a negative place being in that wheelchair in the visualization, there's no way I can get a positive result like being healthy. I had to do things different, and I had to remove the negativity from the things that I did, like watching the news, not very positive. To the people in my life, I had to remove negative people from around me. So I decided to try this because I didn't really have a lot to lose. And over the next 4.5 months, as I applied it and researched it, I went from a wheelchair to a walker to a cane to walking with no assistance at all, even though to this day I don't have feeling in my legs and feet. I stopped 42 pills per day, 4 continuous IVs per day. I even lost 68 pounds without going on a diet. And by the end of just 4.5 short months, I was not only no longer dying, I was 100% well. And it was when I had what I call my miraculous transformation that I started looking at everything different, including my business. While I had made a lot of money for myself and my clients, I paid off about $9.9 million worth of medical bills, about $6 million hard cash. I really had made a lot of money, but I hadn't really done much to make a difference. So in 2007, that's when I closed the doors to the consulting business and open the doors to Directions U. And as you said, my whole mission is really to help make a difference in the lives of entrepreneurs and small business owners. I really want to serve them. I really want to help them live the life of their dreams. It's like I got this huge gift in my transformation, and I really want to repay that huge gift by helping everybody I touch.
Oh, wow. I'm just speechless. That is just an amazing story, Gina. I'm just blown away right now of what you've been able to do and overcome and create and how you're is just thriving. That's just so amazing. So thank you for sharing that. What I'd love for you to talk about is really, first I'd like you to talk a little bit more about the mindset component, because I find that so interesting. As new entrepreneurs or even established entrepreneurs, our mindset is our most valuable asset in helping us. And then I'd like to go in more of what you're doing and how you work with and help entrepreneurs right now. But what do you think was the shift? Because I think a lot of people, there's a lot out in the marketplace that, you know, you need to shift your mindset to change your life. But what was the process that you did to actually make it happen, where I think people have tried different ways to do this and it hasn't been as effective for them? So I'd love
exactly.
you to share a little bit more about that. Mm-hmm.
So mindset is absolutely critical in anything you want to accomplish, whether that's building a successful business, whether that's overcoming some major health issue. It really isn't any different. With mindset, one of the most important components to it is you've really got to reach the underlying beliefs that you have. And sometimes you're going to find beliefs that are really holding you back. Sometimes it's the beliefs that you have about money. Sometimes it's thinking about overcoming a fear of failure or a fear of success. Both are really critical things that you've got to overcome to really reach successful levels in your business. And if you really do believe that you deserve success and you believe that you personally can be successful and almost that you are successful, it becomes a lot easier to actually get results with the things that you're trying. Usually, if you get the mindset piece right, even if you mess up everything else, you do the website wrong and create the products wrong and drive the traffic wrong, you usually end up getting great results anyway. But the opposite is also true. Get the mindset piece wrong and do everything perfectly, and more often than not, you get no results at all, even though you did it perfectly. It's because the mindset component isn't right. I've found that no matter what it is that you're doing in your business, there's itty-bitty little nuances in what the mindset looks like. So if you're doing blogging, mindset component looks one way with blogging, looks a different way when it comes to doing joint ventures or creating info products. So I've created a system around mindset so that those teeny tiny nuances can really come into play to help make it possible for you to shift your mindset to whatever it is that you're doing at that moment. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and I love how you talk about how you could have everything perfect and the mindset's off and vice versa. It's really interesting, and I've noticed that with my businesses where things weren't working, and when I shifted that mindset where that happened, even when things weren't perfect, and I still took action and got going. So I think that's amazing. Now, so what I'd love for you to kind of talk about now is just shifting over into the Directions University and how do you help entrepreneurs, and what's the main focus of what you've been able to help business owners systematize and take themselves online? Because that is a huge topic and very frustrating for most business owners when they find out about what they can do in the online marketplace and where to start.
Yes. Well, looking at other successful businesses, what I've really realized is that there really are five complete systems that need to come together in order to create a successful business. And more often than not, people think that it's enough to have one of them, and it's really not. You really need all five. And the five core components that together make up a successful business are really what we focus on teaching in all of the programs that we offer through Directions University. So the first system is the mindset system. As I said, get that one right, and you can do everything else wrong and still get results. The second key system is a relationship building system. If you're an online business, your website is the heart and soul of your relationship building system. But it's not enough to just have a presence on your own website. You really need a whole system for using other sites like Facebook and LinkedIn and Google+ and iTunes and all the other places that your people might be hanging out. You need to have a presence in as many places as possible, bringing people back to the website in a way that helps them find you and then want to build relationships with you so that you can then help those people with whatever your area of expertise is. You also need a monetization system. I've seen so many people that really have a big reach. They can actually get their message in front of a lot of people, but they don't really get the monetization system right. The monetization system really means you need at least two different kinds of products or things to sell. You need a front-end lead-generating something, and you need a back-end profit-producing something. Now, online, that front-end lead-generating product or service, if you make that an info product, you're going to have a lot easier time generating leads that you can then sell anything else you want, whether that's a physical product, a digital product, a coaching program, an event, whatever you want on the back end. Most people don't come online looking for stuff to buy. They're online looking for information. And it's a lot easier to get them to make an initial purchase when you're selling them information. So to generate leads, you really want to think about how you can use information to do it. Then you need a whole leveraging system. In my world, leverage comes from using joint ventures and strategic alliances to get any asset your business needs, whether that's stuff to sell, whether that's a list, whether that's traffic to a website. Any number of different assets can be had through joint ventures and strategic alliances. In building your business, the object really is put in the least amount of effort in the shortest amount of time to produce the biggest possible results. I mean, that really is the key to building a successful business, isn't it, Chris?
Absolutely.
And that's what leverage is all about. And then the last system is a traffic and lead generation system that includes list building. If you have those five core systems and they're all tied together, you really will be successful and you will build a very long-term sustainable business in the end. If you really just want to make some money, great. You don't have to have all five core systems in place, but know that the things you do to make money are probably not going to be long-term sustainable. The minute you stop doing them, the money's going to stop. This system is really one that builds a business that's both scalable and sustainable. And that's what we help students do.
Oh, that is just brilliant. And I love how you break it down. It is so simple because with the components of that, people do miss that. And if I had known that before I got started in my businesses, oh, my goodness, it would be a total different ballgame. So thank you for sharing that. That's just brilliant. So what do you think is the biggest thing that holds entrepreneurs back from getting online and being successful today?
Usually it's themselves. More often than not, there are two different kinds of problems that people have. And most entrepreneurs don't recognize that. They have some area of expertise. They want to really help people, so they go out and they try and sell their area of expertise. But there's always two different kinds of problems that your prospects have. There's those problems that they know they have that they're actively looking for a solution to. And then there's those problems that fall into the category of you don't know what you don't know. Most people who are experts in an arena that falls under that second category of you don't know what you don't know kinds of solutions. If you're going out trying to market that to people, they're not very likely to even find you because they're still stuck on wanting something else. Let me give you a little example of this. In my world, I know that what entrepreneurs really need is a solid business strategy that helps them plan all five core systems. But if I go out there talking about that, I can't even get them to find me in the first place. So my message really falls on deaf ears. Nobody's listening. What they think they need and what they know they want is traffic, list building. Sometimes it's how to create an info product. Sometimes it's how to land a JV partner. And more often than not, even if they get what they think they want, it usually doesn't produce results because it's only one of the five core systems that they're looking at. Only when they look at the others do they really start to get results. But I can't get them to hear that message right from the start. So I've got to show them how to go and do what they think they want. Show them how to go get traffic. Show them how to go and get JV partners. And let them experience for themselves that when they do get that traffic, they don't make any money. When they do land a JV partner, it doesn't always turn into sales. So that now they can come back and ask what happened, and I can be there to say, you know, the reason it didn't get you what you thought you were going to get is because you're missing this other piece. And if I do it in that order, it gets so much easier for me to get them into anything else I want to sell them. Most people, when they're just starting out, take advantage of so much bad free information that's out there. Stuff like the book launch people who tell you, give away chapter one, you'll be able to sell the rest of the book easily. Well, it doesn't really work that way. If chapter one is really not an overview of the whole book, nobody's going to want to buy the book just because they read your acknowledgments and your thank yous. So you really have to look at how you're doing things and figure out, are you dealing with the problems that your audience knows they have, that they're actively looking for solutions to, or are you dealing with you don't know what you don't know problems and trying to get them on a topic that they're not even out there looking for? Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely know what you're talking about, especially with the business that I'm in with helping entrepreneurs you know, take their business online with podcasting, because a lot of people don't know what that is. So I've had to figure out how to position that just like what you talked about. You have to get it into that place where it's what they're actively searching for, and then it's that Trojan horse kind of where you tell them what they think they need, and then you give them what they really need for their business. So
precisely.
You know, very, very, yeah, very, very incredible information there. Now, it's just, I'm just so excited with what you just went over, because this is the heart of exactly what entrepreneurs need, and so many of us have gone through these struggles to figure it out the hard way. So with Directions University, do you have ways that you systematize that for business owners and walk them through it, or what's the exact process of
we do.
How you work with entrepreneurs? Okay.
We have three different courses, essentially. And the three courses really teach the same thing. The difference is the level of detail as well as my help personally. So the entry-level course, you can actually get started totally free. It's a 30-day course. It has about 17 lessons delivered over 34 days that will give you a high-level understanding of each of the five core systems. And if you took it all and transcribed it, printed it out, it'd be almost 800 pages worth of information. So it's a lot of stuff there. But each one of the 17 lessons has very specific action steps with it. And if you're really going to go apply those action steps, do them, think of them as assignments. By the end of the course, you will have gotten a really good start on getting everything you need put together, set up, and actually reaching people that come to your site and buy from you. I've had people by the end of the 30-day challenge be able to make in the four figures just from what they've learned in a free course, which is really incredible. There's also a paid level of membership with that that can give people an opportunity to come onto coaching calls every week, where I'm there working with one person on every call in a way that everybody can kind of look over their shoulders and listen in on. And we look at one person on what I call the hug seat call instead of a hot seat call. It's just a little more positive version of hot seat.
Love it.
We look at who they are, what they're doing now, where they want to be in 1 to 3 years, and by the end of that one call, we've built the entire strategic plan with specific actionable steps that will take them from where they're at to where they want to be. And people who come through the challenge usually want to then go on to get a little bit more help and get a little bit more detail than what they can get on their own through the free course. So we have a 10-week course that will give you a little bit more detail on all the steps you need to put all five core systems in place. That's called Passion to Profits. That includes a monthly Q&A call. You get a membership and you're a member for life, so you could keep coming to the monthly Q&A calls every month for life if you wanted to. And usually people get started with Passion to Profits. That'll get them to, say, a $5,000 to $6,000 level in their business every month. And then if they want to take it one more step, they'll come into the Directions University Bachelor's Program, which is my one-year-long mentoring program, where you're going to get a huge amount of detail on how to build all five core systems. You're going to get templates and blueprints that you can apply and just plug them into your business, tweak them a little bit, and run with it. And as you're doing all of that, you're coming on to calls several times a week to get as much help from me personally in a it's a group setting, but it's working one-on-one with me in a group setting. So that by the end of that year, my goal is to have everybody coming out of that program be at a solid $10,000 a month or higher by the end of the program. So there's different levels of programs depending upon how much detail you want, how much of an action taker you are and how much of an accountability system you really need in place to help you really get your business off the ground.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. I'm so excited that you shared all that and how you break that down. It just has me fired up, so I want to get started with some of those areas as well, especially just getting to know you and working with you from some other things. It's phenomenal, the structure that you have created. So my next question, and I'm going to have all this on my website for everybody so they know exactly how to get in touch with Gina and where to find out about all of her courses, especially everybody should sign up for the free one just to get more in-depth information to help you with your business now. But I'm always curious, and I love to ask all my guests this, is if you had to start over today with the knowledge that you have in the internet marketing place or as a small business owner, what would you do and what would you do differently to launch your business?
You know, that's a really good question because I have really restarted my business several times, right? I started out with this whole day trading membership site. My health got bad, so I had to go into a new direction. Then my health got better, and I went into a new direction still. So it really has been kind of like starting over each time.
Right.
Starting over today, oh my goodness, if as long as I've got the knowledge that I've got now in starting over, it would be so incredible. The system that I teach my students is one that has a number of different components to it, but there's a flow chart that I like to call the traffic vortex that really is the culmination of all of the different pieces of your business. And basically, imagine that there's a wheel and that the wheel has different intertwining circles inside of it. So there's a real small circle in the middle, there's a bigger circle on the outside of that, a bigger circle on the outside of that, and then there's the outer ring. I imagine that this whole wheel is really got these interlocking circles that are the different places that you have contact with people. So the outer edge of it is the messages that you put out on lots of different sites, Facebook, Google+, iTunes, etc. The inside of that is the messages that you put up on your website. The inside of that is the messages that you put into your free stuff. And the inside of that is the products that you sell to generate leads. And in the very center of the circle is whatever that back-end profit-producing thing is that you're going to offer to the world. Most people build their business the wrong direction. They start out testing the waters by going out to other sites, putting a message out and seeing if it resonates with people. When they see that there's some demand, then they go and put up their website and they start putting stuff on there. And eventually they get around to finding stuff to make money from and they put that up on their website. But as you're building from the outside in like that, you're usually doing it in a way that really doesn't work well. So if you start from the inside out, you actually make a lot more money and really polarize an audience in a way that turns people into evangelists. So if I were starting all over, I would figure out what my field is going to be, who my audience is going to be, and on my vortex, I would have specific chunks that are really the different topics that I'm going to share with the world that together make up the content for whatever's in the center of my vortex. In my world, those chunks are those five core systems: mindset, relationship building, monetization, leverage, and traffic and lead generation. And I would start by creating a sales page for a mid-range product, call it a $200 to $500 product, that I'm going to deliver over a 1 or 2 day setting virtually. And I'm going to set up the sales page, set up the curriculum. Before I ever create it, I'm going to sell it.
Yeah.
The key is selling it first before you create it, because sometimes you don't guess right. And if you can sell it before you create it, you save yourself a lot of grief. So I would create a mid-range product for each one of those topics that I'm going to share with the world. If I took those mid-range products and packaged them together, I'd have content for a program in the center of the vortex. If I took a chunk out of each one, that becomes my front-end lead-generating product. And by doing, say, 4 to 6 mid-range courses over a 1 or a 2 day workshop, I would have everything I need for my entire vortex, for the stuff on the front end of my website to drive the traffic, the stuff on the inside to make money, and it would all be done in a way that would polarize an audience into the center of the vortex. If I were starting all over again today, I'd probably do something in the full-time RVing arena. My husband and I have been full-time RVers for almost 8 years now. And I would probably go after that audience to help them figure out how to live their lives as full-time RVers, how to make money from the road, all of that. And I would set up this vortex, put it all together, go out and sell it first, make sure that it's going to sell well, and then repurpose all of that to have everything I needed to really drive traffic and serve my audience well.
Oh, just brilliant. That information right there is a seven-figure business plan. And I love the build, sell it first and then create it second. I did that with my business after going through not knowing how to do that and then doing it the right way, like you just talked about. And it makes a world of a difference. One, it's stress-free. Well, I shouldn't say stress-free. It's less stress because you actually get to do it with, especially if you're doing a live workshop, you get feedback and you can actually build a program exactly to what is needed through that interaction. And it's brilliant. It truly is. So you have your live product, and then you can have that as a digital product that then you can have as another, you know, your part of your monetization model. So I think that's brilliant. And I love how you talked about, too, with the RV world. I mean, do you think that there are better niches to be in to monetize online, or do you think almost any niche you can create a model that you have with the five pillars for to create a business on?
Pretty much any niche. I have students that are in some of the wackiest niches you can imagine. I had a student a couple years ago who used this exact same process to build a business helping people with dog relaxation. Unbelievable. Talk about a tiny, teeny little niche, people who have hyper dogs that they want to get relaxed. I have another student right now who helps kids from college get into medical school, dental school, veterinary school, etc. Again, very teeny, tiny little niche. I have people in the self-improvement arena, in the health and wellness arena. You name it, I've yet to find a niche that doesn't work. As long as you can figure out who the audience is and what their problems are, every niche can be successful.
Oh, that's so exciting, and I love this. It just fires me up for business owners that are brick and mortar that want to expand their business, but they still want to keep what they have. So my question for you is, I get this a lot, is people they want to get started online, and or maybe they're doing a strategy, but they realize they need to create that first product. And, you know, once they realize they've been doing it backwards, it's always, how do I create it and what do I do? So do you have a few steps you can share with everyone listening on how to actually help them get started and, like, right now, creating their first product?
I do. Go and do some research. Most people who go to create their first product think that their product is better done if it serves everybody. So they try and create a product that will attract everybody, when in fact, if you try and go after everybody at the same time, you're going to reach such a varied audience that nobody shares the same problem, nor do they even share a common language. And so when you try and create products that go after everybody, they usually don't sell very well. So go do a little bit of research. Two places to look. Number one, whatever audience you're going to go after, whatever niche it might be, see if there are associations that either help that audience or help in that field. Most associations, think big like AARP, most associations actually have studies that they've done that can tell you exactly who the people in that niche are, exactly what they're interested in, exactly what they spend money on. The more you can find out about what those people really want and what they're really spending money on, the easier it will be to give them exactly that in your product. So look for associations that have the statistics that you need to see that. Look also for magazines. If you can find the media kit for magazines in your field, almost every magazine has one, whether online or offline print magazine. those media kits tell you exactly who their readers are, what they want, what they spend money on, where they go to find things. Go get those media kits and learn what you can about the audience. Use the research to plan what you're going to deliver in your product. And like I said already, don't just go create it in a vacuum on your own. Write the sales letter first and then go sell it and then get into a webinar or a teleconference virtually and deliver the content. It will be so much easier to get it to work for you if you do it in that order.
Oh, brilliant. It's so powerful what you said in the beginning. Just that one step of targeting your audience is so crucial, and it's so, I love that, because I was guilty of that too, and a lot of, you know, when you get started, they think everybody's their client, and I say that a lot too, and it's not. That's because you don't create that powerful me too where people can relate and then want to get started and move forward with what you're coaching on. So that is incredible. So my other question then, kind of part two of that, is you talked about so you target your audience, you create the sales page, you drive traffic to it, and then you know, you sell your first product, and then you deliver it second. So what are your strategies to help people drive the traffic? That's where a lot of people have questions on how to do that, and I'm curious what you're in today, what are the best strategies that you would suggest?
So in my world, my students don't have several different websites, one for each product, and then also a blog. My students have one website. That one website has the sales pages for the products they sell, it has the pages they use to deliver the products that they sell, and that site is also a blog. So the entire website is a blog. The front page of that website isn't a static opt-in page or sales page. The front page for that actually makes them look like it is an online magazine. So it's actually the content of the blog that shows up on the homepage. If people start out on your site on your homepage, you're going to have very low levels of engagement. They're not going to view very many pages. They're not going to stay for very long. When you use a blog, having the homepage look more like an online magazine, the people will actually start on the internal pages, usually the articles on the website. And they will only find the homepage on the third or fourth view that they get to. When you do it that way, it's actually a lot easier to drive traffic. Every single piece of content, if you put keywords in a few key locations like the title, the tags, the first paragraph, and the last paragraph, so you have one keyword that's the same in all those places, you'll get traffic organically from search pretty easily. And as you're doing that, get that website tied to all the other channels that you want to have a presence on. There are tools like networkedblogs.com that allow you to have the content when it posts to your site also post to Facebook and Twitter. Get your message every time a new piece of content goes in onto Google+. If you're doing something like Chris is with podcasting, you can have your podcast from your site, go right into iTunes and tap into all of the traffic that could come from there. The idea is to create small amounts of content on your website that in an automated way gets pushed out to all the other places that your people might be hanging out so that they see the stuff on the other sites that then brings them into the content on your website. And they're finding things on search that are bringing them back to those other places that you have a presence, as well as to your website. I never want my students to get a number one ranking on Google. It doesn't help enough. My goal for them is to actually have multiple first page entries on Google. Ideally, I want 50% of the first 50 entries to mention them. Not all of those entries are going to point to their website. Some are going to be pointing to the website. Some are going to point to their Facebook page, their Twitter account, their iTunes account, their Google+ account, etc. But if someone sees them over and over again in the search results, subconsciously they start to think of you as the biggest expert in the eyes of that search engine. And all of a sudden, instead of people finding your site from the keywords you use, they'll actually go back to the search box and put in your brand name. And they'll start to find your site by searching for your name or your brand name on purpose. That's the key to getting traffic that converts instead of just getting traffic.
Oh, brilliant. That's so amazing. And how you just described the online magazine, I love that. It just makes it simple to understand and how to actually put the website together versus having it overcomplicated, where I think that's what holds people back with the success that they're looking for in the online.
It really
world.
Does.
Yeah.
And in lesson four of my challenge, the whole lesson, it's one of the biggest lessons in the challenge. It's all about the steps to do to have this kind of a website that's then tied to all the other channels that you're using on the internet.
Oh, that's perfect, because that's what I was just going to ask, because there's a lot more that goes into that. So that is brilliant. I'm so excited to dive into that myself, to go through that. So my other question then, so we've talked about the monetization models and the five pillars, and then actually what to do to create your first product. What are the mistakes that, even though that process is very simple of what you've done, and explain, if people would just do that, they will definitely have success. But what are some of the mistakes that you can help people foresee now to avoid through this process?
So a couple things. Number one, when you're going out there and you're wanting to get people coming into your world that then not just become customers who buy once, but become customers who buy over and over and over again, the way that you put your messages out there, if all you're doing is sending emails to a list that are, oh, come buy my stuff, it's really hard to polarize an audience to actually become a customer, tell their friends, and buy over and over and over again. It really can take some practice to really figure out what message causes people to take action or not take action. And it's usually very much a journey, a process. It's not something you get right the first time you do it. The whole idea of setting up your site as an online magazine and really writing content that can both drive traffic and get conversions to happen, it's a way for you to really get your feet wet, to find the voice of an expert within you, and to figure out what kind of message will get people to take the actions you want them to take. More often than not, when people first get started with my model and they're writing their first blog posts for their website, their call to action sounds like an afterthought. They'll write this amazing article that's long and detailed and technical, and then they'll say, oh, and by the way, sign up for my newsletter now. And it's like, huh? It really doesn't make any sense, and consequently, nobody ever signs up for their newsletter.
Right.
It takes some practice to figure out how to position yourself all the way through everything you do, whether that's writing an article, talking on Facebook, getting on to a teleconference or a webinar. Everything you do is about positioning yourself as the expert who really knows them, who knows what they want as well as what they need, who's really got what it takes to help solve their problems. And that can be a big mistake, that people just don't get it right from the start. It takes some practice to figure that out. That's one of the big mistakes. The other big mistake is, people go out and spend so much money thinking that if they just spend money on things like AdWords ads, Facebook ads, all these different ads, that it's going to make them money. I've seen people waste thousands of dollars spending money to drive traffic when, even if they got the traffic, they actually wouldn't get the conversions to happen. Save your money. Don't go spend money on advertising until you've actually been able to convert with a combination of organic traffic and social media traffic. If you can figure out the conversion piece, then go spend money on paid ads, you'll make a lot more money in the end.
Brilliant. Oh, it's so true, and I love how you talk about just, it is a process. Enjoy that and know that, especially in the expert space, I think, for entrepreneurs, we want it so fast, but at the same time, it takes time. It's an evolution, and especially working on the copy and what your messaging is on your platform. So I think the only thing I can give to add to that is just to try to enjoy that as much as possible, because it's fun when you craft it on the go and build it as you fly it to create your business. So I love what you talked about also with just being smart about your money and what you're spending on and what you're focusing on, because I think that's the other problem that happens is we get started in business and then we're throwing money all over the place, but it's not really doing anything to help us gain traction and, you know, grow the business. So the one other thing I want to ask you is for the JV, because that's a way that a lot of, and for listeners that may not know what that is, it's just a joint venture where you're able to connect with someone else that has a large list and then be able to share your products and services that you've already created. So I'd love for you are the queen of this industry of being able to create incredible partnerships and relationships, and I'd love if you could just share some tips on how to go about doing that the right way to build your business working with others.
So most people in the internet marketing world think too narrowly when it comes to joint ventures. They think, okay, I just created a product. Now I'm going to go out and find the people that have a list and get them to send some emails out to it to tell people about my new product. That is simply one kind of joint venture. That is actually not the biggest thing that you could be doing when you first get started. There are much more effective ways to use joint ventures, but most people don't realize that there's anything other than that. So one of the things that I love to see my students do is as they go out to create their first product, rather than putting that product out under just their name and their brand, if they can tap into a JV partner who's willing to co-brand that product with them so that they can then use their affiliate link to sell the JV partner's products at the back end of their first product, now they have a way to actually not make money once, but make money a couple of different times. A good example is someone that just came into the DU Bachelor's program a couple weeks ago. He's got a brand new product that he's working on. He's a psychologist, and he's writing a product about the psychological trigger words that you should be using in your copy to actually get people to buy your stuff.
Ooh.
Great idea for a product. Certainly one that's really badly needed. Well, he could go out and sell this product, but if he goes out and sells this on his own, what else is he going to use to make money? This is all he's got. It's his first product. Rather than doing that, I had him look at how can he tweak this product a little bit so that it could allow him to actually co-brand it with someone else. One of my good friends is two guys who have a business that helps speakers learn how to do better at converting from the stage and helps them get onto more stages. So he's tweaking this copy product so that it's all about copywriting for speakers. We've gone to my friends and we've said, hey, you don't have a low-end product in your funnel that deals with copywriting for your speakers. My student is creating this product. He'd love to interview you guys to include a bonus recording with you at the end of his product. We'd like to put it out under your brand and use it to generate leads for all the things you've got in the back end of your funnel, whether that's your events, whether that's your $10,000 program, your $25,000 program, because now my brand new student has a way to sell high-end products that he could get paid thousands of dollars for, generating leads from this product. Because we positioned this as something that could be a big deal for these guys that have a multi-million dollar business, they said yes to it immediately because it really helps them generate more leads in their funnel, right?
Oh, yes.
It's always about creating a win-win-win scenario, a win for you, a win for your JV partner, and ultimately a win for the customer. And while it seems like we're making this product really narrow, it's only going to be targeting speakers. It could have been targeting lots of other people at the same time. If we take the first version of it, make it for speakers, then duplicate it, find somebody who has a slightly different audience, maybe authors or coaches, put in a bonus from them and get them to co-brand it, Now you've got that one product in multiple versions, letting somebody else's JV partner sell it for you, letting somebody else's list buy it from you. Talk about getting a lot further, a lot faster with a lot bigger results. That's the key to JVs.
Oh, this is brilliant. I just love this. This is amazing, Gina. Nobody talks about that at all, like to that level. So I've got some questions for you now.
And I've okay, go for it.
Awesome. So with that process, what you just talked about, so let's say, you know, you have a product for a speaker and you connect with a JV. Now, when you say co-brand, can you explain a little bit more about that? Is that where you,
yeah.
Is it just a traditional, well, I'll let you explain it. Yeah.
So my student's name is Rick. His mm-hmm. domain name and his company name is something like Memory Coaching. He could put this product out there. On it, it would say created by Rick from memorycoaching.com, right? Instead of doing that, the name of the product says created by Rick and these other two guys, Dave and Dustin. And it has his logo on it and their logo on it at the top, sponsored by Memory Coaching and Speaking Empire. So that the sales page is written from Rick, Dave, and Dustin instead of just from Rick.
Right.
The list that this creates will be owned by both Dave and Dustin, Speaking Empire, and Rick with Memory Coaching. That's totally fine to do because it's not going to hurt Rick to do that. It's actually going to help him to get Dave and Dustin are going to help him to create. So rather than having him just put his own name and his own brand on it, just put his own logo on it and his own colors on it, we're going to do this in a way that really utilizes Dave and Dustin's well-built brand and its reputation to help make Rick into a credible expert right from the start.
Right.
Make sense?
Totally. It's just brilliant. Now, when you say you take it to a next niche now, is that same branding you keep the same, or would you partner that with another person that would be the expert in the next niche?
Precisely. So because there's this bonus of the interview with Dave and Dustin and Rick's interview all together, take that piece out. Now we go to somebody like Glenn Dietzel from Awaken the Author Within. He's a coach for authors. We could go to Glenn and get Glenn to do an interview with Rick, and now Awaken the Author Within and Memory Coaching both become the logos on the product. The second version is by Rick and Glenn and not Dave and Dustin. And Rick can redo this for any audience he wants, just going out and finding one person who's already got a well-known, respected brand in that space.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love it. It just makes so much sense. And I love
so much easier to get your first product sold, isn't it?
Exactly. It really, really is. And it's so much of a more powerful product, too, when you've got more minds involved with it. And that's just brilliant. Oh, I love it.
And no matter what audience Rick decides to go after, the back end for him is going to be about helping people who are entrepreneurs create a story about their moment that will help them improve the branding for their business. So whether that's authors, coaches, speakers, infopreneurs, doesn't really matter. That back end stays the same. So he can go out and find 4, 5, 6 different JV partners to work with this front-end lead generator, having all of those people come into his back end, which is a $5,000 coaching program.
Oh, wow. Oh. This is just – I love how you deconstructed this because everything – you said aligns, like when you talked about first find your ideal customer, because that's exactly what happens now with who you partner with and who the right partners are for your business. So it's all come together full circle. This is just brilliant. I could pick your brain for another 5 hours, and you've already given me so much incredible content.
And the best part is, mm-hmm. even before Rick sets up his website and starts driving traffic to it, he has an instant traffic source by going after the key JV partners that he does this with. We put it up on their website. We use their list, their traffic, their search engine rankings, et cetera. And it gives Rick the time he needs to actually start getting his site built, getting content on it so that his site can be generating traffic for him in the future, but he can be making money right away.
Exactly. Oh, it's leveraged to the hill there, not in so many different ways, like you just explained, because time is our most valuable asset as entrepreneurs. And what we end up doing a lot of the time is not what we need to be doing that's going to be productive to help us in our business. And what you just laid out is a phenomenal blueprint. So just thank you so much for sharing that. I'd love to have you back on to pick your brain more in some other areas, because that's just one component, and I know you have so many other things to share. But I'd love for you to talk about what you're working on right now and how you're – I know you've got some different programs and different things that you've got going on and where people can get started in working with you.
So we are working on my next weekend workshop. You remember earlier I said – write the copy, sell a program first, and deliver it as a 1 or 2 day virtual workshop. Well, for my traffic and lead generation system, it's time for me to do my next 1 or 2 day virtual workshop. March 23rd and 24th, I am doing a 2 day workshop that's all about how to generate traffic and leads using a combination of webinars, video marketing, Google Plus Hangouts that are live streamed onto YouTube, and really how to do that in a systemized way so that you can both build a list and start selling whatever it is that you're selling. We have got a 2 day workshop planned that is just incredibly powerful, powerful stuff. Most of it is me and my partner, Ken Krell, doing the teaching, but we've invited a few key experts. Chris is going to be doing a call with us specifically about podcasting, because if you're going to take the time to do webinars and do things like Google Plus Hangouts that are live streamed to YouTube, you better be repurposing that content to do in podcasts too, right, Chris?
Absolutely.
We've got another expert, a young woman by the name of Yifat Cohen, who calls herself the Google Plus go-to gal. Yifat is one of the 100 beta testers that work with Google to improve their Google Plus for Business platform. She has been working with them since Google Plus first launched, and she's one of just a very small number of business owners that look at how Google can really better serve businesses. And she's going to be sharing how she was able to build a list of almost 50,000 people in under a month using Google Plus. Really great content she's going to be delivering. Then Imran Rahman is a video marketing expert. Oh my gosh, what this guy does with videos is so incredible. He's been able to help people put as many as 250 people into an event, strictly doing it through video marketing. So he's going to be there to help teach about video marketing and how to get people into events using videos, how to sell more of your products using videos, etc. That's going to be a great segment too. So, Chris, I know you've got a link to the sales page if you want to let everybody know how they can find it.
Oh, absolutely. If they just go to Chris Gilbertson, K-R-I-S, Gilbertson.com/PowerPlay, and you can get all of the details there and make sure to grab your seat and so you can come join us and come play with us to help you build and monetize your business. I'm so excited. That's the stellar lineup. I'm so excited for the video marketing. And just the traffic that you've got all set up there with Google Plus, it's so exciting. We're going to have a blast.
Well, one of my favorite parts of the whole workshop is at the end of the day Saturday and at the end of the day Sunday, we're going to have a series of hug seats so that folks will really be able to work with me and the other experts that are there one-on-one to really look at how they can apply everything they're learning from this workshop in their business. That's going to really make it easier for folks to actually leave the weekend with actionable stuff to do.
Absolutely. It's brilliant. I love how you – just what you learned on the call today, people can take it and implement. Actually start using this now and then even come in with the workshop to take it to the next level and really put their products together and create an incredible system in business. So this is just – phenomenal. So again, everybody, you can head over to chrisgilbertson.com, and then it's just /PowerPlay, and that's where you can find out all the details. And also on my blog, I'm going to put all the details on Gina and all of her directions, you, the free courses, and everything that you can get in touch with to help Gina help you grow your business like you want to. So Thank you so much for coming on the call today. This was just phenomenal information. I took a ton of notes, and I'm excited to have you back. So thanks, Gina, for taking the time out and joining us here on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Chris. I've really enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Chris Gilbertson, and you were just listening to The Secrets of the Extraordinarily Successful with my interview with Gina Gaudio-Graves, who is a phenomenal JV queen and just taught you how to actually create a 6- and 7-figure business model with your own information and turning that into a solid business for your information. So if you want to learn more, again, make sure you head over to chrisgilbertson.com, that's Chris with a K, to subscribe for free multimedia marketing updates to double, triple, and quadruple your email opt-in rates and help you grow your business through easy strategies. And thanks again for listening. And if you're enjoying these interviews, please feel free to leave us a 5-star and review in iTunes for others to find out about these incredible interviews to help them in their business. And you go out and make it a great day.